Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Brooklyn Boys Podcast. It's Slice Time. Getting Slice reactions.
Of who's wrong, who's right.
This podcast all depends on you.
Talkbacks are a phenomenon.
Baby,
tell all your friends you could be on. It's Slice Time. Free dessert.
And it's Slice Time for Brooklyn Boys Podcast, episode number 287.
Or 286 if you're late.
Or before, or episode 12 if that's what you're up to. It's all good.
Somebody tweeted me a quote from like episode 248.
Isn't that like awesome?
It's fantastic. I just don't remember it.
Yeah.
I might remember like an overall, like what we talked about. But right. You have to be specific. If you're like, oh my God, that car joke in 248. I can't.
Yeah.
You got to tell me the whole joke.
You got to start over again. Yeah. You got to set it up. It's okay. It's all right.
But if you, I'll tell you how bad it is with me. I'll tell you who the Slice is. I got a tweet today.
Mm-hmm.
I'll open up the app. By the way, I still call it Twitter and it's still Twitter on my phone because I refuse to update the app.
It's okay.
Okay. So like,
you're not,
you're not being judged now.
Not being judged.
Okay. So Reggie at ThaloBlue12.
Mm-hmm.
He has a very funny avatar. He said, oh my God, David Brody, the affirmative action joke from 287 of the Brooklyn Boys, hilarious. I'm dying. I have to go back and
listen
to
that. Which one is that?
I must have made a joke either about the gray parrots or Black Les.
No, it was. Oh, okay.
It was last week.
Yes. And we both screamed out reparations. We had Les on the phone. I remember.
Yeah. I remember where it was. I just don't remember exactly what I said. So now I want to go and, you know, enjoy myself, so to speak.
And out of context, this sounds racist.
I mean,
if you weren't listening to the episode, I mean, we have no context.
Right. If anybody sees that,
thanks for floating that out there, Brody. That's awesome. Yeah. Without any context.
I defended you. Somebody said they thought you were a little, you know, and I said, no, he's not, you know.
Are you kidding me? Come on.
I was like, scary isn't that way about anything.
Come on.
It's like, don't read too much into Skinner.
You know what? Why do it's crazy. You think our Slices would know us by now and who we really are, but.
Well, he's like, I get the impression that Scary. I was like, no, Scary doesn't think deeply into that at all. Like,
no, I really don't.
You have no political, racial, religious leanings in any.
I really don't. That's why I'm happy. And that's why
Scary likes all, loves all, cares about nothing passionately.
That's why I've got no stress. I've got no anxiety. Yeah. Because I'm an even keeled guy.
Yeah. He's got no strings on me. He's just like, hey, I'm Scary. Anytime you're like, hey, is Scary something? Like, nope, he's not. He's just Scary.
Wow. Yeah. Well, since we're talking about the last episode, before we get to the Slices, Slice Time, where if you clicked on that talkback microphone, you were able to leave that comment for us. If you only exclusively through the iHeartRadio app, if you listened anywhere else, sorry, you don't get that opportunity. So somebody wrote to us on email talking about the separate check, and it comes from Eileen Suazo. She emailed
us. Is this the Brooklyn Boys Podcast at gmail.com?
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast at gmail.com.
Thank you.
Love you both. Brooklyn girl here lives in North Carolina now for 22 years.
Slice, how do you do that?
Slice for life.
Okay.
I have not left a talkback, because I don't listen on iHeart. But see exactly what I was talking about. Mm-hmm. But here's my take on separate checks. Absolutely fucking not. If you don't just drop your card at the end of the evening, not only will I not go out with you, I don't think we could be friends.
Wow.
I do this
take
on
the girl out of Brooklyn, can't take the Brooklyn out
I
of the girl.
I do this on girls' trips as well. So, Brody, I side with you most of the time, but on this one, I'm all the way with Skiri. Love you both. Eileen, city girl in the somewhat country. Thank you.
Nice. I think if I remember correctly, and again, I don't remember correctly what I say half the time. I didn't say that I'm all for separate checks all the time, just that I like that the South practices that and it works for them. It definitely wouldn't work in New York. People are moving too fast. They don't have time for that.
Yep. All right. And also, before we get to them, Teresa, I'm just cleaning out the inbox. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I'm cleaning out my inbox.
Yeah.
Hey, Brooklyn boys, especially Skiri, I've attached a picture for you. This was in the newspaper here in Vero Beach, Florida. They run birthdays every year. Michael McDonald is definitely white. Love you both. So they had Michael McDonald's picture wishing him a happy birthday.
Oh, that's nice.
That's Teresa Raypack, formerly from Woodbridge, New Jersey, but living here in Vero Beach since July of 2020. She moved there for a better life, she says.
All right.
I have some relatives.
Enjoy the sunshine.
Who moved from New Jersey to Vero Beach.
Vero Beach, I don't know if it's still the home, but it used to be the home of the Dodgers spring training.
Yeah.
Dodger Town.
Yep.
It's Vero Beach.
And we have one more. I might as well just read it because I'm cleaning out the inbox.
Cleaning out that inbox.
From Elizabeth Nebel, or Nebel, a member of the Petco Pals program. And as a member, I receive a free or discounted bag of dog food for every 10 of the same type that I buy.
She's a Petco Pals program person?
Yeah, but here's the scamboni. Every time I go into the store, they have different flavors of the food that I buy for my pet. The store makes it impossible to ever purchase 10 bags of the same food. Hence, no discount or free bag ever. Love you
guys. It's got to be the same flavor?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a
scamboni. So there's never 10 of anything there. So she's fucked. Love you guys. I'm up to episode 160, where you're still masking and deep in COVID times.
Oh.
Now we're in round two, masking up again. Just checked out your merch shop for a mask, but no luck. Sold out. Well, yeah, we used to have them. Thank you for the laughs. And
is that an email?
Yes, Elizabeth A. Nebel. You want me to forward it to you? You have an extra mask laying around?
No, I have access to the email account. I had a box of like four or five of them somewhere, but they were like really large. They weren't like for a girl's face.
Yeah.
Although I give one to Gandhi.
Yeah, Gandhi. Yeah, because she
was a
mask. We'll talk about that on the Brooklyn Boys podcast.
I noticed you had a problem with that.
I did.
All right. I know we'll get to the talkbacks. It's got to be weird listening to our episodes that we recorded during the beginning of the pandemic.
Oh my God, yeah, because it was a different time.
We had different equipment. Like we were like not set up at home to sound good.
Yeah.
And we didn't know anything.
We did what we could at the time.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. No, we'll talk about Gandhi.
Glad not to be in that anymore.
Gandhi embarrassing me. All right. Okay. So
here it's all about you.
Here we go.
All right, first talkback.
Here we go.
All right. Hey, Steve from the Bronx over there.
Oh, boy.
Brody, you're a dick. You can't dictate how he gets paid for. You've technically already gotten your free steak dinner. It doesn't matter that it was comp.
Oh, we're still on this?
Now you're going to bitch. You can't be a gift card, just like
Steve, let it go, Steve.
Arguing the other way last week.
Let it go, Steve.
Bafango! Bafango!
We're off to a roaring start.
Steve over there.
Thank you, Rock and Steve.
Thank you, Rock and
Steve. All right. We've beat the dead horse. Can we please stop with steak emails and phone calls and talkbacks?
No, just not this week.
Oh, no, no. Not someone who agrees with me. I got it.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, seriously, let's give it a rest.
Nah.
Hey, this is Manny from New York. I just want to say to Rock and Steve, man, just shut the fuck up, all right?
Oh, my God.
Because Brody deserves a steak dinner. Skiri, he's got to pay for the steak dinner.
No, I don't.
And that's just how it is.
Thank you.
That's how it is. That's how it was. That's how it's going to be. Until the steak dinner's paid off. In addition, Skiri, bring back the jingles. Bring them home, all right? Bring them where they belong. Thank you.
Enough of this. Enough of the steak dinner talk. Enough of that.
You know what? Just slices. Just so you know, we have no way of playing these in any order other than the order they come in. So the fact that Rock and Steve left that call and then that guy responded, that we had nothing to do with that.
That's we really just, didn't. That is pure luck.
It's not advanced enough for us to move them around.
And let me be very clear. Brody and I are listening to these live.
Oh, the first time.
As you're hearing them, we're hearing them live as I'm pressing the play button. So we don't know what's coming up. And that could be a bad thing.
Hey, Brooklyn boys. Jamie from Queens here. Skeery, you said that people don't have the luxury of going food shopping at 11 a.m. like you do.
That's right.
I go food shopping at 11 a.m.
Just you.
And I don't take 2 hours. But I guess bougie matters because I'm not in the store looking for fucking Brooklyn Industrial Peter Millar coffee creamer that's stored behind a velvet rope and you need an all-access VIP pass to get to. So I guess you got to take into account for time your bouginess.
Well done. Thank you, Jamie. I love
that's
her.
A lot of references in one sentence. Excellent, Jamie.
It was one complete sentence of...
That was fantastic.
That's great.
Guys, Vinny from Brooklyn here. You got to stop with this Von Valdez. My God, fucking 9 in a row. It's driving me up a fucking wall. Yeah. Holy shit. 2-3 is funny, but this is ridiculous. Have a good one.
He's right. Overkill.
You can't argue with a man who says 2-3 is funny.
2-3. Or that's, 3 or 4.
Oh, Pete Puma from Bugs Bunny.
Of course.
Making a lot of
Rachel
lungs.
From New York again. Definitely have to add some more. Skeery, you are right. There's plenty of research coming out in the past couple of years post-COVID showing adverse effects. Delays in social cognitive development, for example, and a lot of other academic skills. But essentially, for 2 years, kids were deprived of the opportunity to be social and to learn how to be social during COVID. So, yeah.
Yeah, but they didn't bring the virus home and get me sick, there's and that's all I care about.
Rachel from New York.
Oh, you're back.
Again, now I've got to flip it and say that Skeery is wrong.
Oh, okay.
And Brody is right.
Love you.
Regarding it being COVID being treated like the flu. Oh, my God, you two need to get it together and check your research before you go ahead and correcting each other, because you have both been right and both been wrong in the past 60 seconds of what I've just listened to on the podcast.
Well, let it be known that this is a show for fun, entertainment, and, we're not a news source.
Oh, I know,
we're here for editorial purposes.
I know.
And to give our own opinions, which, by the way, sometimes are not based in listen, our opinions are our opinions, and they're not fact.
I have 3 kids, and they were all adversely affected by lockdowns. But, you know, I don't remember denying that.
I'm just saying, I have read
hit
articles. All right. Fine.
Yeah, everyone has read. People can write articles that are wrong. Right. I read articles. Yeah. Hit the button.
I read articles. I read shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I had kids.
Hey, Brooklyn boys, articles. Jamie from Queens.
Jamie, you're back!
I was just reminded of a scamboni that happened to me and a friend of mine years ago.
What's that?
We had gone out to a hookah bar, and we were there for half-price hookah and half-price drinks. My friend orders a whiskey sour, I get a rum and coke. Okay, cool, half-price drinks, awesome. Now, we were there an hour before it ended. Hang on for part 2.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Jamie from Queens here, part 2. So we find out at the end of the night when we get our bill that the drinks weren't half price because they put top shelf alcohol in our drinks for some reason, which we didn't ask for, and that top shelf isn't included in the half price drinks.
Wow.
So
bullshit.
We weren't getting a discount because they decided to put better alcohol.
That's bullshit.
Which we didn't ask for.
I agree.
That's a scamboni.
It's a very big scamboni.
Jamie from Queens, part 3. So I found out after we got scambonied, like years later, that they were suspected of using illegal tobacco in their hookahs. It was in a newspaper article in a local paper, and they were among several hookah places in Queens named, and then poof, all of a sudden it shut down. So they were scamboning a lot of people.
Wow. And who's to say that the expensive alcohol that was coming out of those bottles weren't mixed with cheap alcohol and you were getting the shit anyway?
Oldest trick in the book. You put the old, the well vodka in the expensive bottle.
Right. But for them to just not tell you that they're doing that or not
ask
you.
And after the fact, you can't remember if you tasted a top shelf or not.
Scamboni.
You didn't come there for half price drinks because you wanted top shelf. You wanted cheap, cheap buzz.
Hey guys, how you doing? It's me again. You know, I'd like to give you the old air horn right now, but I can't because my truck's in the shop. It's getting a couple of brake chambers replaced that are leaking air, and also getting a couple of new steer tires. Tall rubber, 11-24-5. And while I'm at it, I'm getting the wheel alignment. Hopefully the suspension ain't too worn out, and I don't need any kingpins or anything like that. But I'm going to give you something anyway, because I can't let my public down, you know. Sponsor, by the way. Come on, one more time. Play the jingle, bitch. Let's go. 1, 2, 3. Ricola. Not a sponsor, but I wish they were, because it really suits my throat.
Now, how do we know that wasn't a sound effect?
Hey, speaking of our trucker friend, Natalie Jones DM'd me a screenshot from the Brooklyn Boys Slices page. It's a guy, looks like he's driving a truck. He's got his cowboy boot up on the dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, another day at the office, patiently waiting for the next episode to get dropped. And she's like, I think I found the cowboy. And then I looked at his name. Scary, his name is Benjamin Dover. As in Ben Dover. So, hey guys,
he's back again.
Hey guys, what's going on? It's me again. You know me, I don't give a shit. You know, but all this fighting amongst the slices, it makes me sad. Man, this ain't no place to be fine. It's a place to get together. But, you know, anyways, if I had to pick sides, I'd have to say that I was on Brody's side most of the time. And Rockin' Steve, I'm on your side, man. Don't go nowhere. Stay here, buddy. Don't go nowhere. You're a good slice. And Madeline from Omaha, I'm on your side. That Chad from Omaha, he's full of shit. He ain't from Omaha. Mr. Andrew up there from upstate New York. You know, I'm sorry, Andrew, that I tried to stay with your three talk back rule, but I had to come back up here and give you a shout out, you know. And just don't be fighting, man. It's not cool to be fighting, you know. And in the words of Nacho Libre, and you know, remember that movie there? He said, and there, remember, it is not polite to fight your neighbor, okay? All right, there. So don't fight your neighbor there, all right?
Okay. Did you notice he went hard after Chad from Omaha?
Yeah. Yeah. He's.
And did you also notice that Hispanic accent was very, very good?
We'll see.
Good.
Hey, Brooklyn boys. It's Marilyn from Omaha. I'm listening to episode 286. And Gandhi definitely condolence blacked you, Brody. Like,
thank you.
Like she did. And she meant to. Like she totally meant to. But I'm on your side. She did block you, but love you guys.
Thank you. Yeah, she scooted right around.
Slice for life.
Good morning. This is Chad from Omaha.
Oh boy.
And I would just like to
say, how are these three in a row?
It's always going to be Brody with Skiri, or should it be Brody with Skiri? What do you think, Brody? Let me know which one you like best. You know, the jingle singers always say dessert. Is it dessert or dessert? You need to correct them if it's not right,
it's
Brody.
It's dessert. Thanks. It's dessert.
Good morning. No, this is Chad from Omaha. Okay. And it's always going to be Brody with Skiri. I forgot to send my girl Karen Lynn from Omaha a great big shout out. I am so proud of her. It seems that she may have gotten finally the correct dosage on her medication, as she did not make any awful threats this time or get angry. Good job, Karen Lynn. Good afternoon. This is Chad from Omaha, home of the Omaha Steak Company. Not a sponsor anymore. But I was so surprised to find out that Madeline from Omaha's last name was Monroe. Did you know that there was an actress named Marilyn Monroe back in the day? That is quite a coincidence. Madeline from Omaha.
Okay. There you go. Thank you so much.
I got to tell you, the more I hear him do non-trucker voice, the more I think I know who it is.
Yeah. All right.
It's another caller.
Is that Juan Valdez?
I'm not ready to pull that trigger yet.
Because I gotta say, if it is, he's got way too much fucking time on his hand doing three characters.
I'm feeling inflection. Let's see when Juan calls
later. Hey, Brooklyn boys, this is Nick from Washington State. Yeah, nice. I'm leaving a talkback on a damn talkback podcast. Anyways, Scary Jones, you just spent 2 hours in Whole Foods. You came from Dominican Republic.
I did.
I'm pretty sure you can swallow $8 for parking. Nobody gives a shit how much money you spend there. But, sir, you can afford it. Enjoy your Whole Foods grocery.
Yeah.
Bye.
But it's about the principle behind it, right, Brody? It's not about the money. It's about the principle.
Yes, right? 100%.
You're with me on that.
You got That's, screwed.
I got fucked.
You
I'm
got
just
fucked.
Saying.
Hey, Reggie here. Another disgusting update. Went into the library bathroom the other day ago. And, you know, mostly little kids come in here with their parents and stuff. But on the toilet seat, there was this chunky red stuff. And I'm like, no way. Someone got her period all over this, didn't clean it up. So disgusting. But after licking it, it was strawberry jelly.
All right, we have some stand-up comedians here.
Somebody told a similar joke recently about shit, and they were like, no, it was pudding or something. Right? That particular joke is goes around.
Hey, good, Brooklyn well delivered. Boys. Hey, Brooklyn boys. It's Marilyn from Omaha listening to episode 286. And Scary's talking about taking his time in Costco. I agree with you. If you go at the right time, it's fine to take your time in Costco.
Yeah.
Like, it's all good. And I ordered one of your autographed shirts, so I hope you write something nice on my shirt. Love you guys.
Aw,
thank
you.
Scary Brody, Brody Scary. Love you. Bye.
Bye. And by the time you guys hear this, the signature promotion at brooklynboys.bigcartel.com will be over.
We'll be done. But who knows? Maybe we'll bring it again someday. But not now.
Not now. Because if it's all the time, then it's not special.
Yeah.
Scary. $2 million system and your microphone can't even reach the table for Mr. Brody? Like, what is this? Come on.
I don't understand that.
Oh, a year ago when I was at your house, your apartment, we did the podcast from there. And I sat at your table.
Oh, yeah.
And the microphone barely reached.
Yeah. All right.
I must have referenced
Brody and Scary. Scary and Brody. It's Dez from CT, baby.
Dez.
Checking in on my boy, Spruce. Last time I remember that you said you guys were going to have him on the podcast, he was on a train somewhere and it would have been bad reception or whatnot.
He was in the
Checking
quiet
in. Checking in. Just like Scary not bringing home those fucking jingles. All right, bring home the fucking jingle, Scary. That makes two women from Connecticut that are yelling at you about jingles. Still love you guys, though. Slice of life, bitches.
All right, thank you. She's
By the way, Spruce called me yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and he says, this because he knows my mind is like a computer when it comes to the parodies I've written. He said, who did our Pitbull parodies like 12 years ago? Well, who was the singer? I'm like, what?
Wow.
So he's like, can you name some of the parodies you did? And Sean Paul and
Sean Paul.
I was like, you mean Brandon? He's like, yes, Brandon. So, yeah, I have an insane memory when it comes to the thousands of parodies I've written. He called me about like something I wrote like 12 years ago. He's like, oh, you know, Pitbull, you grew up listening to him.
Yeah, I did.
Hello, and this is your weekly reminder to bring home the fucking jingles. I just applied for a new position at Disneyland. Hopefully I'll get the position. I could be the greatest announcer in these here parts. Say slice for life. No? You don't want to say slice for life?
Okay.
Say slice for life.
Slice for life.
That's it.
Oh.
Ciao. Danielle.
Is it Leo?
Thank you, Danielle. So here's a jingle right now. Here, listen to this one.
Oh,
yeah.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, we have a lot more of these
to cover.
Those
are some great commercials, by the way. Some of my favorites. And the jingles before the commercial was fantastic.
It was fantastic. We got to plow through these.
Well, hit them. Let's go.
Hey, Brody and Scary. This is Samantha from St. Louis, answering Brody's request for a talkback on episode 287.
Nice.
About height. I married the 5'10 guy and dumped the 6'7 guy.
All right.
So that's my experience. Love you guys. Always dating and scary.
But you did. Thank you. You did date the 6'7 guy.
Well, she definitely went for the tall guy, but then realized the error of her ways.
Right,
5'10, baby.
But it means that you're open to dating the 6'7 guy.
Yes, but she didn't
just based on his height, because obviously he was.
She didn't say that.
Yeah, but he was the mistake.
The issue was, do you date a guy deliberately for the height? Which she didn't really respond to. But she ended up.
She might have, but and then she realized, ooh, this guy sucks, and dumped him for the 5'10 guy afterwards. Mm.
Grammar police, he just said fails in comparison. Rachel from New York. Last time.
Pales in comparison.
Right. Had to be you.
I said pales in comparison. Did I say
you must
fails?
Have said fails? Yeah, you must have. That's pretty funny.
I misspoke.
Hey, Brooklyn boys. Jamie from Queens. I hate to say it, but Scary is right.
No.
There are women who will go for the less attractive 6'5" guy over the super hot guy who's 5'10". And her height doesn't matter. There are women who are like 5'2", 5'3", that still want the 6-foot guy. You'd really be surprised, Brody, what other factors go into a woman's like in men over the guy's attractiveness.
Well, I've got none of them, so fill us in.
What's going on, Scary and Brody, Rockin' Steve from the Bronx over there? First of all, Brody, I owe you an apology. Sorry about my, amazing angst I have from last recording I made. I was way out of control, and I'm sorry. But with that being said, Maddie from Brooklyn, go fuck yourself.
Oh, my God.
Kabish. Ciao for now.
We do not want a civil war between us.
Hold
places.
On. I'm calm now. I owe you an apology.
Hey, fuck
but
you.
That guy.
Stop it!
By the way, Rockin' Steve, if you're from the Bronx over there, you mean you're from the Bronx over here?
Up there. Well, it depends on where you're living.
But wherever he is, he's there. The point was he said there, but it's here.
Okay,
he's there.
He's got more to say.
Vinny from Brooklyn.
Oh, somebody else.
Guys, Vinny from Brooklyn.
What up?
I'm listening to this latest episode and the conversation with the parrots. Whether it's understanding or association, I think that's the key words there is they don't understand us, I don't think. Like, they can't say, hey, how are you, and understand we're having a bad day. Rather than they associate words with actions or reactions. Hope I made myself clear.
You did. You did. He continues.
It's Vinny. Possible Rockin' Steve is a parrot. And he's just cursing into the phone.
Vinny from Brooklyn again. The other thing I wanted to say was I have actually seen videos of dogs listening to the sounds that their owners make in the same tones as, like, let's say sit. They say bit, and they still sit. It's the tone rather than the word itself.
Okay.
Whether it's, 100% accurate or not, I don't know. But I've seen many videos of people doing that.
Nice.
Pretty cool, I thought. But anyhow, good day, boys.
So when I tell one of my dogs to give me a kiss, I may end up with piss. Is that what I'm hearing?
Could be.
If I say it the same way?
It's He's always right, Brody and Scary.
Thank
but
you.
But this time it's especially Brody and Scary because, Scary, you're wrong. Height may attract some women, but you said you see it in bars because you only go to the bougie bars with bottle service or to the bougie bars at poolside with women in bikinis. You're not hanging at places where there's women with substance who look at other things other than physical attributes like
where
height.
Are those bars?
So you're wrong.
Show us those bars.
Please.
You're talking about a bar, and it doesn't matter if it's a dive bar or a bougie bar. The same level of intellect, I think, is common.
No, for both.
You know what I'm saying?
I would like to focus on what she said, though. Where are these bars where women of substance are looking for men of substance? Not that I'm single. I'm just curious. When I was single, I never saw those bars.
They'll tell you that they're looking for each other with substance. But I'm saying, you know what?
You're saying as long as the substance is tall.
Nope. I'm not going to say another word. I'm going to bite my tongue on this one.
Is Darren still in your apartment?
We're just gonna move along.
Oh, you were gonna talk on the Brooklyn Boys about your bed.
Yeah,
the next episode of the
next
podcast.
Episode. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Brody and Scary, this is Tamara from upstate New York, Binghamton to be exact. I haven't done a voice thingy in a while, but I had to weigh in on the height thing. As a taller woman, I am 5'8". I agree with Brody. I usually agree with Brody, though, so I'm
Thank
not
you.
Surprised. This is probably going to be a two-parter, and I've never done that before, so I apologize in advance. I'm 5'8". I would much, much rather date a 5'11", very good-looking guy. Yeah, something I'm gonna done. Than a 6'5", ugly guy. I just won't wear heels. Plain and simple. So, I don't know. That's just me. Some women might be different. I don't know. That's just me.
Anyways,
love you guys. Obviously, I'm a slice for life. And just a quick side note, is Les single by any chance? Just wondering.
Oh, so not into the height, but definitely into the lessness.
Yeah.
See? Is Les single?
I believe he is. Yes. At last check, I believe he is. Yeah.
By the way, I like that she's into Les without ever seeing him. Just his personality.
There you go. All right. That's nice. I will say, she said she's 5'8" and dating a guy 5'11". 5'11" is still pretty tall. It's tall.
It's not 6'5".
Would she have dated a guy who's 5'5"? Probably not.
She didn't say she wouldn't.
If it's a guy 5'5" versus a guy who's 5'9", a guy her...
I don't know. She said she didn't want to wear heels.
And the
so
guy is
does
still
she care if the guy wears heels?
A guy, 3 inches taller. She's 5'8", he's 5'11". I'm just saying 5'11" is pretty tall.
Taller than both of us.
I'm 5'11".
You are not. You're 5'10".
I am 5'11".
Are you really?
Yeah. I've always been.
Even after you lose the weight?
5'11", all the time. I might be.
First
they say that
Scary?
Yeah, but they say that when you shrink, they say later in life, when you're in the 70s, 80s, you start shrinking. Is that right?
I wouldn't know.
All right.
Well, I'm not that old. No, absolutely. People get hunched over. They lose height in their vertebrae. Absolutely. Yeah.
Great. Can't wait.
You can lose 3 or 4 inches when you get older.
Looking forward to the future.
Danny P. from Bayonne, New Jersey. Slice for life. Brody is Scary as always.
Thank you.
Scary, you're talking shit already 2 minutes into the podcast. I got the jingles. We'll play them later. Playing this fucking game every fucking week to week. This is the third time you're pulling this shit on us. We'll see. Hopefully, I don't leave another fucking podcast later.
It's what I do.
Hi, so this is Jeannie from Pennsylvania. Love your show. So as far as the tall guy in the room, I did always go for the taller guys because I'm 5'9", and it was making me feel smaller, so that was good. As far as the bottle cap thing, I don't think that really has anything to do with it. I know, like, with soda, the zero sugars are usually flat top, but I think it doesn't really matter as far as the top. Have a good day.
Yeah, and I'm seeing that more and more. I'm trying to do more research into that. I think someone just threw a video out there on TikTok with different color bottle caps for different types of water, and it just doesn't all match up. And people are trying to disprove that person's theory now.
Was it the same girl who said that golf was gentlemen only?
Ladies forbidden. Yeah,
that tag means touch and go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey guys, Eric D'Errico from Connecticut, and I have a conspiracy theory regarding Scary. I think that he accidentally deleted all of the jingles. And he's pretending to forget it, pretending that he doesn't have time, pretending that he's too bougie to get them. But in reality, he accidentally deleted it and doesn't want to admit it to us.
It's a great theory.
It's a theory, but that would let him off the hook for being lazy, which he's, that's what it is. It's a laziness forgetful problem. When he's at work, he's too busy being famous.
Hey, Brody and Scary, Christy from Saddle Brook. Out of the choices, Brody, you listed, I would go with the 5'10 gorgeous guy.
Ah, okay.
And then the 6 foot.
Ugly guy.
And then last, the 6'5" guy.
My okay. Opinion. All right. Not into height.
Thank you. Keep up the good work.
She likes the hot 5'10 guy.
Okay. When somebody has like a glaring mistake in math, what do we need to yell something? It, obviously, it's not grammar police. We need to yell something. Because the woman with the 12 talkbacks just said, Scary, you order $60 worth of food, I'll order 100. And then instead of you paying 30, you can pay 60 and 100 is 160. Half of 160 is 80. What is happening here? Why are we just saying anything?
That's what
she,
yeah.
she's doing.
She's ripping her.
I either say math fail or the math's not mathing. That's a seems
Hi,
to be a big social media expression.
Again.
I was talking. Don't worry.
Oh, go ahead.
I was in the middle of a. Maybe you didn't hear me. I'm sorry. My mic's on.
There's a delay.
Oh, okay.
What were you going to say?
I just said social media says the math isn't mathing. That seems to be what the expression is. I just say math fail.
Hi, B-Boys. Christy from Saddlebrook again. That kid should have gotten his ass out of the car, said, hello, Mr. Brody, yep. Sat in the back,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And let you sit in the front. That is the Thank polite, you. Courteous, and respectful thing to do.
Yeah.
My girlfriend, who's our designated driver, her 32-year-old son will join us sometimes, and he'll sit in the yeah. back, the third row of the SUV.
Yeah, damn
That's
right.
the thing to do.
Yeah. You know who does
okay,
that?
Carry on.
You know who does that? Gen Xers and maybe some millennials. But Gen Z and Gen Alpha, forget it. Especially Gen Alpha. They don't have that respect that we had.
How old's Gen Alpha? 5? What are you talking about?
13, 14.
Oh, they listen, that's your parents need to get them out then. This kid was old enough to know on his own.
Hey, Brooklyn boys. This is Mark from Bayshore, husband of Caitlin, father of Luke. And this is a response to 286.
Who's your cousin?
Scary. Why are you shopping for 2 hours? You're a single man. I don't care if you didn't shop for a year. Why are you taking 2 hours? You definitely were eating in the food court.
Mark. Nah. Nah, I just take my time. I read labels. I just, it's relaxing. It's relaxing for me.
His wife told him the story and he was so moved and shocked by it. He had to call with her in the car.
I like that.
He couldn't wait.
But it's true though. Me personally, shopping doesn't bother me. I just getting me there is the problem. But once I'm there, and then paying for
parking.
I'm invested.
You invested in the parking lot.
I like slice time, but when it starts, I have to quickly fast forward past the theme song and the same thing at the end because if I hear it, it's stuck in my head for the rest of the day, no matter what I do.
Sorry about that. That's a good sign.
It's very catchy.
When you hear the parody lyrics more than the real lyrics, that's a good thing for me. I thought she was going to say she didn't like it. I'm like, how do you not like that jingle? It's
this is not taking, is it?
It's taking.
We hear you saying it.
Oh, crap.
Oh, yeah. Wait, is this live?
Say something dirty.
Paul Barron and the wife should stay at Scary's bed. Just get a mattress cover, change the sheets. People stay in hotels all the time. You don't know who's been there. This is MJ from NJ. Brody Scary, Scary Brody. I don't know. I didn't do this right.
You did.
I don't know how to correct it. All right, have a good one.
You did that. You did it right.
You were perfect.
Well, so much so that we're going to hear her say the same thing next.
But let's see if she does a good job repeating it.
Hey, Scary Brody, Brody Scary. Good luck with the move, Brody. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm trying to record this. I can't see. I don't got my glasses. Yes, back in the day, I went out. They did look at the tall dudes. Absolutely. The girls went wild. They would always stand out. They didn't have to be good looking. They were tall. And that is the truth. But that was back in the 80s. So I don't know now. But anyway, also have told Darren, stay at your bed. Just change the sheets. Okay.
Thank you. MJ from NJ.
See, we got a different call the next time. Sounds
yeah,
good.
Yeah, she added to it.
Yeah.
Hey, B-Boys. Christy from Saddlebrook again. Third time's the charm. Sorry, lots to talk about this podcast. Very interesting. Scary.
Thank you.
If your friends were respectful, they would not have sex in your bed. Maybe you want to mention that to your friend just to ensure that it doesn't happen. Otherwise, don't even think about it, because the more you think about it, the more it's going to bug you. I'm a dog sitter. I stay in people's homes, and I sleep in their beds, and I don't think about it, and I'm fine. Bye.
Okay.
Maybe they banged in your kitchen. Is that worse?
Hey, Brody and Scary. Menachem here, originally from Brooklyn. Scary, this is your weekly reminder. I'm sure I'm not the first one.
Yeah. Bring the fucking jingles home. Yeah, okay. All right, buddy.
That's Hello? Professional guilt right
Thank
there.
Thank you. Thank you, Menachem.
I may have to call the jingle company and have them send them to me to send to you.
Hold on. Here's another two from Jamie from Queens, right?
All right.
Hey, Brooklyn boys. Jamie from Queens again. Scary, I have to disagree with you about TikTok creators magically getting the same numbers on another app. It doesn't always happen that way. I have a friend who's an Instagram content creator. Her original page had great engagement, great numbers, and all of that. Some trolls got it shut down by Instagram. She made a new page, and now years later, she is nowhere near the numbers or engagement that the original page had.
Oh, this was on the TikTok conversation.
Scary's convinced that another app will just go to another app. Doesn't work that way.
Yeah, well... I don't know. I don't know what to say on the matter. They're going to get close, though.
Well, the Senate's not voting on it yet. Delaying it.
They will, eventually.
No, the people have been calling their senators and congressmen and women and ripping them. So, I don't know. I think they're starting to realize they're going to lose the youth vote. It's hard enough to get them to vote to begin with.
This is Maddie from Brooklyn in the Bronx. Gary, I'm a little confused. Why are you so upset about eating baby goat? You do know that lamb is baby sheep, right? Same thing.
Yeah.
In fact, one might argue lamb is cuter than the goat.
Yeah. I'm not complaining. It was good. It was tasty. I would eat it again. So there.
Oh.
Orange from South Florida. I actually agree with Scary on the TikTok issue. It's disgusting, honestly, what the younger generations have turned into. And I know that there's other opinions, like Brody said, that there's good that's come out of it. But honestly, the fact that you can now major in social media influencing is absolutely disgusting. And people are ruining their lives and wasting their lives trying to become something that they'll never become. And I'm not trying to be down on it. It's just...
Well.
Orange from South Florida, just wanted to finish my last thought. Honestly, social media influencers don't really provide anything to society. Let's be honest. And everything you can do on TikTok, you can do anywhere else. So Team Scary, ban TikTok, get rid of it. There's no reason for it. It's just corrupting young minds.
I see. I'm going to have to comment on that. I'm going to take Scary side, I think. I don't remember what your side was. First of all, I think the percentage of young people whose minds are being corrupted on TikTok is nominal at this point. And if every app's the same, then they're going to get corrupted. They're not corrupted. I don't know what people think is on TikTok. It's not girls dancing anymore. It's not little kids anymore. There's adult content creators. And you first of all, influencers... I find out what restaurants to go to, what pizza places to try. I see car reviews. I find new music on TikTok. Look, influencers, I'm telling you what kind of bronzer to use, I don't have any use for. But maybe somebody does. I think making your life to be an influencer, maybe it's not the same thing as going to law school. But we all like movie reviewers and restaurant reviewers. And if someone's going to review a product I want, I'm okay with it. What do you think, Scare?
I think we should play the next one because we have about 50 more of these.
All righty then.
Orange from South Florida again. I wanted to think of like what Brody would say to me right now.
What I feel like he would say
is, well, what's the difference between being a social media influencer and being on a TV personality and all that? And I really don't know, have an exact answer, but there's just something about these young kids who are just putting themselves out there for the world to see without their parents knowing. The parents have no idea what they're doing behind closed doors half the time. And it's just, I just feel like it's not good for us.
All right. He said what he said. It's slice time. The floor is his.
Scary and Brody. This is Maddie from Brooklyn and the Bronx. Scary. Brody could absolutely argue the gift card both ways. The gift card is as good as cash for payment purposes.
Oh,
however, it is not as good as cash for feeling the pain in your wallet, bro. Get your shit together. Also, Peter Luger, it's satisfactory at best. Brody deserves better.
Thank you.
And I'll agree with you on that point. It's
Peter Luger's was great in the 80s.
It's not as great as it used to be. It's still awesome, but it's the schlag? Schlag.
The schlag is fantastic.
That is the whipped cream dessert that they fling at your plate.
The schlag is excellent. Anyway. The food, it's good. It's good.
It's good. It's very good. It's good. Whatever. It's used to be outrageous.
Yeah.
This is Maddie from Brooklyn and the Bronx. And Brody, if you don't devote the next fucking 8,000 episodes of the Brooklyn Boys to the steak dinner after that dumbass rant from Steve from the Bronx, I'm not listening anymore.
Oh, don't do that.
Hi, Brooklyn Boys. This is Mary from Marlton. I wanted to comment about episode 287. I thought it was really funny with the tall Darren thing with Scary. Kind of made me think about the Short Kings sketch on SNL. Also, Scary, I know you didn't mean to, but nurse practitioners are definitely not less than doctors. It's really just different training. Love you guys.
Nurses are not... Well, no, they didn't get... Well, they different training, yes, but they don't have as much of a degree as doctors do. I would imagine that doctors go through the skill set, but they also are trained differently, and
they get paid less, but
doctors also go through more rigorous schooling and have to pass more tests. I would check into that. I could be wrong.
Regardless, if you're a nurse practitioner, a doctor, don't come in the room chewing gum like a cow. I think that's good advice to all of them.
Right. But I wasn't trying to belittle nurses. Did I say something?
I made a good point. You were fine. You just
misunderstood. Hey, Brody and Scary. It's Kelly from Long Island here. About the kid sitting in the front seat, Brody, you are absolutely correct.
Thank you.
He should have gotten out of the car and moved to the back, but it's also blame on your friend for not teaching his son the etiquette of moving to the back seat when an older person comes into the car.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I agree with you on that.
Yep.
Yo, what's going on, Brooklyn Boys?
This is
Ben from the Bronx, currently upstate New York. I'm starting to realize that Scary sometimes lives in a dream world.
Just now?
A couple of episodes ago, he was talking about how someone told him that he could find the same products in a regular supermarket way less than he would find in Whole Foods, and he was surprised. Like, really? You didn't know that? Mm-hmm. And now with this whole TikTok thing, sorry, your boy Ben from the Bronx again. Now with this whole TikTok thing, he's saying how he thinks if people lose their TikTok, they can automatically find somewhere that they're going to make the same amount of followers and money right away.
Yep.
I understand entrepreneur mindset. Yes, you're going to find a way, but it's not going to happen right away. Like Brody said, it's going to take some time. You have to rebuild your followers and rebuild your platform. All right, last one. Ben from the Bronx again. Scary. That's going to take a while for them to rebuild it. And also, you saying that you're okay with an American company stealing your data versus a foreign country stealing your data.
Well, it's a lesser of two evils.
What's the difference?
Lesser of two evils.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, long-time listener. Love you guys. Been listening to the big show for years. Listened to this podcast since the off-air show.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Last time. Ben from the Bronx, upstate New York. Brody, miss you on the big show.
Thank you.
Life is treating you well. Scary. Hope you're doing well.
Thank you.
You owe Brody a steak dinner.
Get it done.
Thank you.
And hope to be at the next meetup.
Nice.
Juan Valdez, my brother, chill with the fucking rants, man. They were funny at first, and now they're just getting really fucking annoying. Keep talking back, but the rants, gotta go, bro.
Wow. Okay. The slices have spoken.
Ben chiming in.
That is
Ben
two.
Doesn't sound like someone you want to disagree with.
No.
He knows what he's talking about.
Now two people have come forward and saying that not into the rants from Juan Valdez.
I enjoy them if they're in moderation.
Hey, Brooklyn Boys. As far as the friends.
Speaking of moderation, This is seven in a row for you, my friend.
That's all right.
Hey, Brooklyn boys. As far as a friend sleeping over, sleeping on the bed.
Yes, sir.
I guess it's fine, because if my best friend came over and...
Literally.
It was only the bed, then we fucking share a bed together.
Okay.
You know, it's whatever. But him and his wife, you know, you just got to expect that they're going to smash in your bed. And if they do, hopefully they keep it clean. You just got to clean the sheets and change them shits when you get back. Love y'all. Brody Scary.
You better change those curtains, Scary.
Hey, Brooklyn boys, it's your boy from Valdez. And so is Brody and Scary. I do agree. More than three talkbacks about the same dumbass, lame story that you're trying to tell us, slow and predictable, is enough. You can't say it in three talkbacks, then shut the fuck up.
Oh, boy.
All right, let's be nice.
Hey, Brooklyn boys, your boy Juan Valdez.
That's two now for him.
Brody Scary.
He's going to change the subject.
So he recorded some sounds subject. From your room from Tall Darren. No, baby. Scary Jones is okay with it. He's totally fine. Don't worry about it. He won't find out. Hey, Brooklyn boys, your boy Juan Valdez. And it's always Brody Scary. Hey, Scary, more sound from your room. No, baby. He doesn't even sit at this couch. No, Scary Jens. Listen, he doesn't even live here. He comes in and then goes. No, this couch is fine. We're having fun. Look at the city. Enjoy yourself. Hey, Brooklyn boys, you don't come about this. It's always burning Scary. Scary, you know what my mom used to say? She used to say, Juan Francisco, te quiero romper la cabeza para ver qué hay adentro. ¿Qué hay adentro de esa cabeza? And today, I find myself saying the same thing. What the fuck is inside of Scary Jones's head? What is it? Can I crack it open just to see what's inside for research purposes?
All right. Well, I think that's enough talkbacks for this week. What do you think there, David Brody?
Oh, is that it?
I think that's all we got.
All right, we had a lot of 286s. I think people were a little delayed on the. Took us a while to get to the 287s.
Yeah,
right. Let's get on that.
Chop chop,
Brooklyn boys.
We'll see you later this week.
We learned a lot this week, and good job with the feedbacks on what we talked about.
Getting sliced reactions. Who's wrong, who's right. This podcast all depends on you. Talkbacks are a phenomenon. Baby. Tell all your friends you could be on. It's slice time. Free dessert. Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? But don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.